Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, September 6th. Dorian has made landfall along North Carolina's Outer Banks as a Category 1 hurricane. The eye of the storm passing over Cape Hatteras this morning.
I'm Jim Crisula on the coast of the Carolinas. Hurricane Dorian is bringing high storm surges and torrential rains that could trigger flooding and unleash environmental hazards in areas still recovering from last year's Hurricane Florence. The storm has left 350,000 utility customers without power in North and South Carolina. It has produced tornadoes that have caused major damage in several places.
The health minister in the Bahamas says Dorian's death toll of at least 30 could be significantly higher on Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands. Taylor Alderdice High School was briefly under a precautionary lockdown. That's the report from KDKA-TV's Amy Wattis. A gun was discovered this morning across the street from the school's gym. The school district says Pittsburgh police are investigating and guardians were notified. The August jobs report is out. The Labor Department says the economy added 130,000 jobs last month, boosted by hiring for the 2020 census. Unemployment is steady at 3.7%. Here's Gus Fauché with PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh.
We have shifted to a slower level of job growth in 2019 than we had last year. That's to be expected. It's unclear how much trade concerns have contributed to this slowing in job growth, but this does raise some concerns about how long the expansion can continue.
The Post-Gazette has donated its $15,000 cash award for the Pulitzer Prize to the synagogue, where 11 people were gunned down last year. The PG staff won the award in April for their coverage of the October shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The Pulitzer Prize is one of the highest honors in journalism. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.